Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I think we all need to take after the public library's lions, patience, and fortitude, who are standing guard at the main branch looking out over Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street. And while the library is physically closed, there are digital resources that will be available. Joining me is the Marilyn James Tisch Director at the New York Public Library, Brian Bannon. He is the chief librarian in charge of directing all 88 neighborhood branches, as well as the library's overall educational strategy. Brian, thanks for joining me on All of It.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brian, in your role overseeing all 88 library branches, how and what did you consider when you were thinking about how the library should respond to the coronavirus?
You know, I'm a career librarian, and I think one of the things that was public libraries during times of crisis are the first to raise their hand and find ways to help. And whether it's a natural disaster or, all kinds of things, we keep our doors open. And so I think for us in this moment, we really had to think first about what is the best thing for the city. And in this unique case, the best and healthiest thing for the city was to close our physical doors. But that meant for us to get creative and to think about how we can really show up for all New Yorkers in a time of crisis virtually. And so really that's where we've directed all of our attentions and resources over the last few days, as we've been preparing to provide services for children, families, for researchers alike in the city. And so we're thrilled to be rolling out a whole series of new services and leaning into the existing services that have already been in place, starting with our ebook resources.
All right, I have to ask, before we talk about ebooks, I have to ask you one question I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds. What if I was supposed to return a library book? What about late fees?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have extended due dates for all library books, so you don't worry about taking those library books back to your neighborhood library. Keep them at home, share them with your family, and once our doors reopen at the end of all of this, we'll happily welcome those materials back.
My guest is Brian,
and no late fees during this period.
Excellent news. Brian Bannon is my guest. He's the Merrill and James Tisch Director at the New York Public Library. Okay, you said ebooks. Tell me about what's available in terms of ebooks.
Yeah, so at the New York Public Library, we have an extensive collection of ebooks, audiobooks available for our patrons, and it's a heavily used service, but we have seen a significant spike just over the last few days, just to give you a sense. Ebook signups have, we're getting about 2,500 new registrations a day at this point, which is a big number for us. But the good news is that we have a huge cadre of materials available, hundreds of different titles, actually thousands of different titles, from bestsellers and new releases all the way to the oldies but goodies. And all those are available on our Simply E app that gives you free and open access to all those materials. You just need to visit our website, nypl.org, and download the app. And if you don't have a library card with NYPL yet, you can also get a library card. You can physically have to come into the library. You can do that online as well.
Now, is that something that's available all the time? It's just that people have suddenly realized, I need this now?
No, we have seen a significant, nationally, public libraries have seen a huge increase in online library use, and particularly ebooks and audiobooks. So this is a trend that we've been experiencing really for the last decade. And in this moment, we have seen an unprecedented spike in use of our online materials and ebooks in particular. As people are preparing to get home for a while, as a career librarian, I would argue, one of the best ways to curl up at home is with a great book. And that's certainly what New Yorkers appear to be doing in this moment, as we've been seeing record increases in use.
What are some things that you are providing that you haven't before that are really specific to this moment?
So if you think about, New York Public Library, we have a vast network of research libraries. We're arguably one of the largest research libraries in the world. And so we are putting a huge amount of effort in supporting our researchers. A couple of things that we've done, our team, is we've negotiated with some of our vendors that provide us extensive research resources in the walls of the libraries. They have now worked with us to make many of those licenses available beyond our walls. So, for example, the archives of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, are now available at your home during this period, which wasn't the case before. Ancestry.com, which is an incredible genealogy resource, is also now available for you to access from home. So if you want to do a bit of genealogy research, you can do that right now with your New York Public Library card from home, which wasn't the case just a few days ago. On the family front, we know that many parents, parents are going to be home with their kids in the coming weeks and supporting the learning at home. And so to that end, we've also, our education team has put a huge amount of thought into additional resources that can support parents and families. So from virtual story times through Brain Pop and book flips to other resources that support just fun things to do at home with your kids if they're feeling a bit antsy and need a great science project or something to do at home. Our education team is putting all kinds of fun things to do at home with your kids. One of the services that we are announcing this week that we are offering for the first time, given the school closures in the city, is free online homework assistance in English and Spanish in any subject area, live one-on-one, will go live this week. So kids who are home, whether they're working on trigonometry or, basic arithmetic, we will make available a live tutor through a chat service to support them with their homework.
That's fantastic. Are librarians available to people during this time in any way?
Yeah, so we have a service called NYPL Virtual Reference, which is allows for anybody to send in a reference question, either by email or by chat. And so our librarians are at the ready to answer your questions, as we always have been in person, and we're doing that for you online. It's a service that, we've had in place before, and we're obviously staffing it up quite a bit more to in anticipation of increased use. Our research librarians are also available through email as well to do more intensive research support for our researchers and academic community. And we're even implementing a service where we're offering school support support to school librarians and as well as to educators on creative ways for them to build out curriculum for the classroom. So we're adding some additional services in that way as well. On our social media channels, we're also pushing out all kinds of, sort of new ideas about either great books or programs, things that you can do at home with your family. So we're also doing that through social media as well.
My guest is Brian Bannon. He is the Merrill and James Tisch Director at the New York Public Library. Brian, is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you think is really important, something that people can take advantage of that we didn't get to touch on?
I just think that, keep watching us at the New York Public Library. As I said, you can find us at nypl.org. Download our app to get a great book. We're going to continue to provide great service for all New Yorkers online. And as the dust settles a bit, you'll be seeing some new things from us as well. As I noted, we're going to be offering online free homework help. Our teams are at the ready to serve New Yorkers. So keep us posted on what's helpful, what you need more of, and we'll be listening and responding. So in this time, your library's here for you, and we're looking forward to providing great service today and long into the future.
Brian Bannon, the Merrill and James Tisch Director at the New York Public Library. Brian, thanks for all you do, and thanks for all the information.
Thanks for having me.